having trouble getting in his mouth.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When we created Tribeca, we wanted to capture all the emotion, all the energy, and all the power of a movie. See for yourself, Tuesday on Fox. Do another? Yeah, that's all right.
Grab. Generally more energetic than...
I'm sorry, I got... that's energetic. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes. Okay. Excuse me.
Good.
No.
Tuesday
at
Fox.
No, sorry. I'm not selling cars, okay?
He's not selling cars. Bobby De Niro.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here it is, Mike. The Belkin headphone adapter for iPhone.
Oh, those tricky little people at iPhone, they made a little hole that was the wrong size.
What's up with that? Belkin headphone adapter for iPhone allows you to connect any headset to your iPhone. Simply attach one end of the adapter to the recessed audio jack of your iPhone. Blah, 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 blah. Blee, 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 blee. $3 at 99 cents. We have sent Joe out to secure said item.
He's not back yet.
He's not back yet.
When do you expect him back, Rob?
Thursday.
Thursday noon.
Now, if you're just in your car now and you're noticing a lack of phone calls, it's only because things went not great. It was not a meltdown situation.
No, not at all. Not even close to that.
Today, there was just a sprinkling of Johnny Idiot in every single call that we took. There was...
Yeah, I mean, and severe idiot in the last one. The guy from Sacramento.
A drunk caddy. Mm-hmm. Another guy, like with a name game joke, and then the guy that didn't know that he was talking to us.
And then it seemed that when they would finally figure out they were talking to us, they had such agendas that they didn't want to have any kind of discourse.
It had to stop.
They wanted to just plod along, and the plodding is what wore us out today.
Sometimes, you know, as we get older, I think we should really just admit it. I feel like Rocky Balboa at some point. You and I have taken on any and all comers, and sometimes it gets to be too much when you're fighting not only with management and you're fighting with other disc jockeys, but when you answer the simple phone and the person on the other end who's supposed to love and adore as we love and adore and cherish our listeners.
I feel like I could do it for years.
How many?
Oh, that depends. I would say a good solid one.
Anywho. We had some bad experience. We were spotting after the first hour of the show.
We were spotting. You know, we basically took a tissue, we saw some blood, and we decided it was time to take a break.
And generally speaking, out of spite, we ordered Joe to busy up the phone lines.
And that was a fun moment because when he does it, at least on my side of the console,
mine too, Mike.
I get to see those lovely X's all the way down. And it really does look like they're sleeping. And now I see here, as we're talking about it, they begin again.
They're throbbing.
They begin again, and they're hoping. They're holding out hope.
Well, I just want to say to those of you who are listening now, maybe weren't listening before, it's not your fault.
Right.
But maybe, though, those of you who are joining us now after a hard day of work, maybe tomorrow you could help the show out and call earlier. Maybe adjust your work schedule.
I think that's really it. I really do believe that in the middle of the show, the part between about 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, we get people that actually really do participate and participate well.
I blame daylight savings.
I blame it too, Rob. I think you're absolutely right.
It might be a
factor. I really think that is a factor. I think people have been talking about the fact that they are very strangely affected this time with our daylight saving. That's a new time, right, that we've done it this year?
Yeah, we did it on the end of October.
So anyway, that's why we've not answered the phone. It's nothing personal. Uh-huh. Don't get your panties in a roll about it. We'll go back, take calls sometime soon.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just not right now. We have a picture we're going to put on our website today, and we are not going to make fun of the person in this picture.
Okay.
Okay.
We are not going to, Rob. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, let me see it.
We are not going to make fun of this beautiful little girl, Mike. This beautiful little girl named Lakshmi Tama. She was born in India. She's beautiful. She has...
Don't make fun.
She has four arms and four legs.
Wow.
And there's a picture.
They're going to remove half of them.
They sure are, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, isn't that a good reason to log on DonnaMikeWebsite.com?
I think
it is. Oh, my God. And do two of each of them work? So when they get rid of the ones that are, like extra?
She's like a spider girl. Uh-huh.
She lives in a web.
She looks totally amused with her mom sitting there.
Sure.
Mom, you know, with all the sari and the Indian thing, not bad looking.
All right, here's the thing. She was born conjoined.
Oh.
The twin only had a spine, legs, and arms.
Ooh.
No head and no organs. I guess that was named Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Anyway, the twin is fused upside down pelvic bone to pelvic bone. Pelvic bone to pelvic bone.
Now, you and Jim aren't twins, are you?
My brother and I, no.
Okay.
So this chick, the girl, has four legs. And
fascinating,
two,
right?
Four legs. And if you look at the picture, four legs and two arms below her waist.
Since it's a still picture, do all the arms and legs move, or are some of them just flopping around there? Probably, I would imagine, some of them are just dead weight.
They move around, and when I saw this thing on the news, it was garnering a lot of attention not because the girl's a freak, but because people in India think she's some kind of Hindu sign from God.
Well,
oh, yeah.
That famous Hindu
thing.
Like
one of those things that got got the Jimmy legs going 8,000 different ways.
Remember, we had evidence of a conjoined twin that had another face on the side of his face? Remember, the other face could cry and laugh.
Face! Anyway, it's a beautiful picture. We're not making fun of that girl.
We're just making memories.
Megan memories. There she is. She looks like
Will she be able to walk when she gets the surgery done?
She won't be able to walk, but boy, can she type.
She's actually, she's going to go to the police academy for traffic direction.
Mike, I got a question for you.
Bada bing.
My daughter's Squid.
I'm here.
Are you aware of Brad Garrett?
Garrett.
Right, that guy. Okay, you know him?
Yes, Raven.
He's divorced.
Right.
We're going to play Guess That Alimony.
Okay.
I know you love these games.
They make me cry.
Brad Garrett is divorced, and he's back on the market. How much is he paying per month in child support?
How many kids does he have?
Two kids. Hey, just like you, two kids.
$5,000 a month.
$20,000 a month in child support.
Okay.
How much in spousal support?
If he's paying all that in child support, he's probably paying less. In spousal support, I will say he's paying $5,000 a month in spousal support.
$35,000 a month. Someone got a worse deal than you, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? How many arms do his kids have?
And she was a waitress in Vegas when they met, and he just started on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, bad timing. I can't relate to that at all.
And did you hear about my girl? Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace had twins. And like my son, they're born early, which means they're going to be special. I'm Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace!
Born prematurely, don't you know? Nancy Grace, a beautiful.
How long before she's back on the tube, in your humble opinion?
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
And Rob, what is this David Copperfield thing that you have? There is this.
He is a horny, horny dude.
There is some. Hold on, here he goes.
He's a scary guy.
What is this thing?
That is a part of a document that David Copperfield's workers have, and it's basically a checklist for how to go out into the crowd and get the girls.
He is the absolute worst poacher in the history of show business. As far as, have you heard about the rap this guy gives to get women to go down to his private compound in the Bahamas?
Right.
This is only part of the document. TMZ has only got like 3 of 10 pages. But it has the questions that are to be asked and the fact that women that are brought backstage are called scorpions.
Right. Oh, scorpions.
Scorpions. Wow. It's a pretty fascinating read. I hope the rest of the document comes out.
I heard on TMZ, I think it was TMZ, the audio of a phone message that he left this one chick that he got out of the audience. And it is just so smarmy. He apparently calls them up and says, hey, I'm having a party I'd like you to have down. And then the party is just him and
this girl.
Man.
Party of two.
Is this from Smoking Gun, the actual script thing?
No, I think it's from TMZ.
Oh, excuse me, TMZ. Okay, here you go, Mike. When you pulled the special meet and greet aside, that's the girl that's been selected from the crowd.
Right.
Use this script as a guideline. So I'll be.
So he's written the script.
I'll be the pimp and you be the girl
in
the crowd.
All right.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. This is exciting.
Did you enjoy the show this evening?
Oh, I love David Copperfield. I really do.
Good. That's what it says. Good.
Uh-huh.
My name is Don.
Hi, Don.
I work for David.
Oh, really?
We want to thank you for your participation in the show, and David will be back in a few minutes to thank you personally.
Oh, my God. I'm really going to get to meet him. That's so incredible.
I have a questionnaire for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
It says, hand them clipboard with a form and pen attached.
Oh, my God. Wow.
While they're filling out the form, ask them the following questions. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I'm from Iowa.
What brought you to Las Vegas?
I had to get treated for my herpes.
Only ask this at a Las Vegas show.
Oh, of course.
What hotel are you staying in?
I'm staying at Mandalay Bay.
Again, parentheses, only ask this in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. How long are you in town?
I'm going to be in town for 2 or 3 weeks.
Only ask this in Las Vegas.
Actually, in 4 days. I'm sorry, 4 days. I'm so confused. When is David Copperfield coming back? Leave him alone.
Who did you come to the show with? Husband? Boyfriend? Friend?
I came with my girlfriend, the ugly fat one that's out in the audience. Still waiting for me, but I don't care. Am I going to be able to do, David?
Whenever it feels comfortable, you next take a Polaroid photo of them and hand it to them and tell them to keep it with them and their form. After small talk, we say, in Las Vegas, okay, stay here, finish filling out the form. I'll be right back with David and he'll get his picture with you.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
On tour, we will ask a few times if you are ready. And once she's at least halfway through the form, you can radio the people downstairs to go get Copperfield.
Is that sick or
wow.
what?
Wow.
A whole system. And I mean, not a system to like have them be part of the show. This is his pickup
it's,
system.
It's predatory, really. It really is.
It's insane. It's insane. And the whole deal, I guess the girl that got... That you know outed him on all this is the fact that she arrived at his compound down there, and there he was.
Throughout the show, David Copperfield will indicate through stage watch and gestures on stage if he thinks someone has potential for future projects.
Wow.
We speak to these individuals privately after the show, below our guidelines for this type of meet and greet.
Unreal.
The following supplies are used during the special meet and greet.
Oh, good.
Clipboards. Pens, Polaroid camera, please always check how many pictures are left. Uh-huh. Digital camera, please check battery. Blank photo of David, only if one of the girls is a scorpion.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
A blank photo like an autograph photo thing?
Yeah, one that he can sign. Hold on, what is this? Jesus Christ. As soon as the show ends, make sure to go directly to the seats of everyone that needs to stay for David's meet and greet. Tell them to remain in their seats and make sure to keep an eye on any of the meet and greet guests that you think have potential for David's future.
Wow.
If David says that a special woman is important, take extra precaution that they stay seated. At any time during the show, get your supplies ready for the next meet and greet. Always have supplies ready by the end of the show, in case Copperfield is in a hurry.
Uh-huh. He might be in a hurry.
Oh, this is too funny.
From time to time, boyfriends and husbands will give us a hard time and refuse to stay. If that's the case, try your best to get them to stay and refer to the What to Say sheet for help.
The What to Say sheet. What a lovely suit. Stay over to the right of him.
Yeah. Once you're all set up backstage, either radio another person that you're ready or go out into the house and see if they're ready to pull. When pulling the girl, it's important to be smooth and discreet, especially with a special girl.
Mm-hmm. A potential scorpion.
Yeah. Right.
This is really, really damning stuff. It really is.
What they referred to earlier, if he has them on stage as a volunteer,
right.
He uses code words.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
When you have models in the audience, it's important you put all of the models that were on stage in the special meet and greet. Even if David has no interest in any of them.
So he'll look good around them. Right.
Reason behind this is to keep our routine the same. Mm-hmm. So if models from one agency were pulled into a special meet and greet during the 5 p.m. show, then during the 10 p.m. show, models from the same agency were not pulled in to a special meet and greet. It could hurt people's feelings.
Right. Wow.
Remember, the girls will talk to each other.
Wow.
Sometimes they do.
You know, if this guy's pulling this crap, you have to wonder where the hidden cameras are. You have to wonder exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what he does out in the open with his staff.
And then the very last thing on page number 9 under show participation says, once David Copperfield arrives, gives him a Sharpie. You will take a photo.
Give him a Sharpie. Once David Copperfield arrives, give him a Sharpie.
Give him a Sharpie.
Okay.
You will take a photo of him and her and one by himself. Then you need to give him the island brochure.
That's probably the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's the Bahamas thing.
That's the lead into the whole Bahamas scale.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sure, Copperfield.
And apparently a lot of other women have said that they went through the same crap.
Yeah. Mr. Smooth.
It might have worked back in the day. I don't think it works in this day and age. Women a little too savvy.
How about that?
That is amazing, isn't it?
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Well, I think we know, you know what he's trying to make disappear. All the time. And you know what? For all those years that we thought that he was maybe not straight and that he used Britt Eklund as a beard.
Hey, listen, I might have even thought that he was a kid toucher.
Yeah.
You know, I threw that one out there on more than one occasion.
Right.
Like, do I owe David Copperfield an apology?
You do.
Hey, but he's got that creep factor going pretty well, doesn't he?
Yuck.
You know, honest to God, you're a Vegas star. You're well known. You've been on TV. You're all over the place. What do you need? And you're not a bad looking guy. What do you need to pull this crap
for? Pathetic.
It is. Imagine beyond that. Pathetic. It's weird. It's sick.
And they got two-way radios going back and forth. Yeah. The chicks in the front row.
You know, with the rock bands, what they would do it. They'd have their roadies say, hey, come backstage. Then they have a big party backstage, and what happens, happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this is this methodical.
Calculated.
Give David a Sharpie.
And didn't they have something in there about David Copperfield's future? For David's future.
Yes. Yes.
So for a future, this is all leaning towards a future conquest.
Right.
Him getting laid. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, David Copperfield. Where the hell, for goodness sakes, is the Belkin telephone adapter?
Or anything like it.
The headphone adapter.
For the iPhone.
The adapter is with Joe.
Do we have Joe's cell?
We do.
Dial it up, please. Be alive.
There he is.
He walked in the door.
He walked in the door. Good timing, Joe. Good job.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Thank you, Joe. Well done.
Yeah, Joe, we were just going to call you. It's perfect.
If it wasn't rush hour like hell out on the pike, it would have been sooner. But
where'd you get it? You get it at Best Buy or Radio Shack?
Radio Shack, and that's the piece. So.
Very good, man. Let's get busy. Very
okay, cool. We'll come right back, and we will play the full edition of Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
Outstanding, Private Pile.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Just give all of these Copperfield things to you, and you can just...
Thank you. I'd like to study those.
White out on his name and write your name in the next time we do an appearance
crayon,
somewhere.
With yes.
God, all those years we were doing those live shows.
If only we'd known.
What were we doing wrong?
If only I could have seen.
Everything.
Hey. Someone give me a Sharpie, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, iPod stuff coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.